Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
You're not to be blamed if you feel like you woke up in the middle of a guerrilla-style civil war, the kind we used to read about in newspapers when they happened in Central and South America. Except now, it's here. 11 black bloc-clad left-leaning Democrat thugs tried to murder ICE agents at an ICE facility in Alvarado, Texas. And it was highly, highly planned. They arrived with multiple AR rifles, pistols, ammunition, radios, body armor, leftist anarchist political propaganda material, even electromagnetic blocking devices so they could block calls to the police and carry out their mass slaughter. They used fireworks to get the ICE agents to come outside and then fired on what they thought was an ICE agent, but just ended up being a local police officer. They hit him in the neck. That happened earlier in the July 4th weekend. It just broke before this podcast that those arrested were, in fact, Antifa. And then yesterday, another attempted ambush and assassination, this one at a Border Patrol facility in McAllen, Texas. In that case, agents and local police returned fire and killed the gunman. No federal agents were hit, but one McAllen police officer was struck. That person is expected to be okay. Folks, our media missed it, but those were actually the third and fourth attempted murders of ICE agents in the last week. In Portland, twice over the weekend, Antifa and other black bloc-clad Democrat left-wing thugs twice surrounded an ICE building with agents trapped inside. Their new tactic, pioneered first during the Summer of Love, when they did it a lot in Portland, they roll those big industrial-sized trash cans in front of the doors. Then they throw Molotov cocktails through the windows in an attempt to trap people inside, then burn them alive. While they're doing this, they surround the building. Using those big industrial metal trash cans is new because they can roll them. They're on wheels. When they were doing it during the Summer of Love, they were using plywood and simply pushing back as the agents tried to run out in fear for their lives. Don't believe me? It's why I saved this clip from the then mayor of Portland when they were doing it there during the Summer of Love. It's a tactic, it's deliberate, and they're trying to get a kill, a big one, inside one of these ICE facilities.
When you commit arson with an accelerant in an attempt to burn down a building that is occupied by people that you have intentionally trapped inside, you are not demonstrating. You are attempting to commit murder. This is not the first time that people have tried to set fire to a city building with people intentionally trapped inside. Unfortunately, it's not even the second time. And by the way, this building is in a residential neighborhood attached directly to neighborhood homes. This can't be okay.
Folks, for a while now on this podcast, I've delivered one central warning. The Democrat Party is merging with our worst enemies on earth. Iran, China, yes. China, of course, has been fueling a lot of these street protests, even paying the bill for them, as we've documented via that Chinese billionaire. But on the other hand, you see them merging with a lot of the same groups that are moving fentanyl for the Chinese as well. That the Democrats ultimately hope to use the cartels as street muscle for guerrilla-style warfare. every day now, it seems, on this podcast, just about. I have an example of it. Well, yesterday, Americans were treated to the spectacle of the Democrat mayor of LA putting herself in between ICE, the U.S. military, and the MS-13 gangs that control MacArthur Park. One local, Christina Pichot, describes it this way. People criticizing this military-style raid, you really should see it. It's up on my X feed. Have no idea what MacArthur Park really is. It isn't just a park. It's a drug market and a one-stop shop for illegal aliens to purchase fake IDs and fraudulent documents. Perfect place for an ICE raid. Folks, MacArthur Park is Democrats' vision for America. One big open-air drug market controlled by violent illegal immigrant gangs whose members vote for Democrats and share the proceeds of their crimes with them. It's exactly how they envision America. L.A. Mayor Bass asked the commanding officer for his cell phone, said, "Let me speak to your boss." She did. She ended up talking to the head of Customs and Border Patrol. Here's what she said.
Yes, my comment is they need to leave, and they need to leave right now. They need to leave because this is unacceptable.
Who did you speak with? Mayor Bass, who did you speak with on the phone just now? Who did you speak with on the phone?
Remember, this is the same L.A. Mayor Karen Bass, you'll recall, the U.K. Daily Mail reported, who attempted to participate in the murder of ICE agents. She personally went, the U.K. Daily Mail reported, to the headquarters for the LAPD and for 2 hours prevented officers from being dispatched in response to ICE agents' calls. Remember, they were trapped inside the federal buildings surrounded by Antifa. They called for help for 2 hours. Their calls went unanswered. Well, when that failed to produce the murder and mayhem they wanted, they simply transferred the operation to Portland. Why? Because Trump sent the National Guard in to protect ICE. That ultimately is why he had to do it. That story's really not been told much in the mainstream media, and certainly not in our media either. So that's why they had to ship the operation to Portland, their attempted murder to Portland. What is this all about? I've told you before, it's simple. The Democrat Party is protecting the 50 million strong shadow nation that they have imported. They talk to this nation, answer to this nation, represent this nation's needs, wants, and desires. They're all illegal immigrants, far more than they do ours. They're the great hope. They believe if they can make them legal, then they will rule forever with an iron fist in a one-party system. They may not be wrong. What's wild is the attempted shooting in McAllen of those ICE officers happened just hours after this article by Axios went to number one in the nation. We could see it in our Topic Pulse news app that we pay a lot of money to subscribe to, so we could see what are the hottest news stories. This one was number one. And ironically, it was published a few hours before the guy went there and opened fire, tried to kill ICE agents. Headline in Axios: Democrats told to get shot for the anti-Trump resistance. And it's the story of how 24 anonymous House Democrats told Axios that over the break they went and met with their constituents and they're not happy. Why? They want Democrat members of Congress to, quote, fight dirty and not be afraid to get hurt. They want them to disregard American institutions, political traditions, and even the rule of law. They want them to, quote, get shot, unquote, confronting ICE agents. And they also said, let me just read this from you, our own base is telling us that what we're doing is not good enough, that there needs to be blood to grab the attention of the press and the public, the lawmaker said. A fourth House Democrat said constituents have told them civility isn't working and to prepare for violence, to fight to protect our democracy. What are they doing here? Well, this is all spun like, oh, gosh, aw, shucks. Our base wants us to get violent, but that's not what it is. It's a feedback loop. It's to motivate the mentally ill Looney Tunes in their base. And folks, when you have a Gallup poll in 2021 in which 51% of liberal women admit they have a diagnosed mental illness, their base is nothing but Looney Tunes. For men, it is a full 20 points higher than it is for moderates and a full 30 points higher than it is for conservative men in terms of mental illness. They have a lot of them out there and they're exhorting them to violence, this message is, oh, well, like everyone in the Democrat base is getting violent now. Oh, it's just very normal. No, no, shedding blood, totally normal. Hey, why don't you go out and kill an ICE agent? In fact, this Axios article is a watershed moment. It's the Democrats announcing that, having failed to imprison Trump for 700 years on fake charges, having failed to lie about and frame him for Russia collusion, they broke many, many laws doing that, lying to the FISA court and whatnot, and having failed to steal the election, that they're now going to resort to street-level warfare, guerrilla war tactics, which Marxists like them have always used since Marx wrote his book in 1848. Trump Deputy Chief of Staff Stephen Miller understands perfectly what's at stake here. It's the struggle of our time.
This is the central struggle in the West. The Democrat Party's objective is to flood the West with millions upon millions of illegals from the developing world, from the poor nations of the world, the failed states of the world, the collapsing states of the world, believing that in so doing, they will collapse the West. They will collapse the middle class. They will collapse the population that has lived here before the migrants came. And in so doing, they think in the rubble of that, they can rule. They can sit on top the pile of ashes. Ask yourself this. Why is it that Democrats are so insistent that unlimited numbers of illegals from countries that are incapable of managing their own affairs come here? Countries like Somalia, countries like Haiti, countries that have no history of successful self-government, and they want unlimited numbers of illegals from those countries and refugees from those countries to come here with no chance at the pace, the scale, the scope of arrivals at being able to assimilate and integrate into the American way of life. What has it done to our schools? What has it done to our hospitals? What has it done to just traffic in our cities? Every issue that affects our quality of life, Jesse, public safety, drugs, crime, education, healthcare, waiting in the emergency room, are all exacerbated, worsened, and undermined by mass illegal immigration.
Meanwhile, someone from the Trump administration told Rolling Stone, they claim, they're gonna be so mad. Yeah, about the basic, I mean, everybody knows it's a cover-up of the Epstein Johns. The declaration, everybody knows, is fake, by the Trump administration, namely Pam Bondi, Dan Bongino, and Kash Patel, that there never were any Johns. It was just Epstein abusing those girls all by himself. No blackmail. Oh, by the way, and Epstein didn't kill himself. Case closed. Hey, can we see the proof? Nope, you can't see it. Ever? Ever. We're never publishing it. We could sanitize it, but we won't. Nope, you'll just have to take our word for it. On to the next thing. Even the most hardcore MAGA influencers online who swallow everything from the Trump administration weren't buying it. I've never seen a backlash like this against Trump. In fact, yesterday, the word uniparty was trending over and over and over, and it was our side seeing it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Accusing Trump of being just as bad as everyone else, or at least his administration, for burying the Epstein Johns list. People recoiling in horror. And folks, I've never seen a thing like this. Laura Loomer, who's a hardcore MAGA influencer, often advisor to Trump. We've seen her get on and off his plane. We've seen her personally tank his nominees with her research, has now come out and demanded that Attorney General Pam Bondi resign over the Epstein files. Quote, she was always lying. When Loomer defects, you know it's a cold day in hell. But here's the crazy thing. It's not that Loomer said it, which would be news enough. It's who else has joined her. Moderate, mushy, rhino, Eric Erickson, same headline today. Bondi must resign. Those two never agree on anything. Even Tom Fitton, head of Judicial Watch, which unsuccessfully sued the Trump administration for any information on the pedophiles, on the Johns who purchased the underage girls or were blackmailed by them for Epstein. Even Fitton is calling BS on this.
I read the memo three or four times again this morning, and it's really, I don't think even the Biden administration would have written anything like this. I just don't think they could have thought they could get away with it. And I've got to wonder what is going on at the leadership of the Justice Department and the FBI to allow them to think that statements like as follows. This is a classic. Of course, we're suing for this stuff, right? They say systematic review revealed no incriminating client list. So there's a client list, but it's not incriminating. So therefore, you can't see it. There is also no credible evidence that found that Epstein blackmailed prominent individuals as part of his actions. Well, give us the incredible evidence. We did not uncover evidence that could predicate an investigation against uncharged third parties. So they uncovered evidence, but it wasn't enough to predicate an investigation against uncharged third parties. So you can go line by line and kind of, you know, go through this analysis that I'm going through. It may be unfair or overly critical, but in my view, unless you have the records to back up the conclusions you've drawn in a case such as this, this isn't worth much. And it's disturbing it was leaked to Axios. Second time there's been a leak to Axios, by the way, by this Justice Department and FBI. Remember, we sued for...
You can't get more pro-Trump than the folks over at the Gateway Pundit. They were the first to sue for the Epstein client list. Here's their headline yesterday. Wait, what? Question mark. If there was no Epstein client list, then why did NY Court refuse the Gateway Pundit's legal request for the list based on an anonymous John Doe who was on the list? In other words, the court said, yeah, okay, there is a list, but we're going to keep it under seal. And again, the crazy part is the Gateway Pundit writes that after their lawyers, Mark Randazza and Jay Woolman of the Randazza Legal Group filed a motion to intervene in Guffrey v. Maxwell. That's Ghislaine Maxwell. In that case, the United States District Court in the District of New York, so that's federal court. They asked the court, they write, to unseal all the records identifying Epstein's sex clients. Well, an anonymous John Doe, literally named by his lawyers as John Doe, filed an objection to the Gateway Pundit unsealing the sex client list, claiming he was on it. Folks, I mean, we're done here. The Trump administration, the DOJ, the FBI, I don't know if Trump's in it, on it, whatever. They're full of crap, okay? And everybody wants to know why. Now, here's where this gets interesting, okay? Ever heard of Roger Stone? Longtime confidant, good friend of Donald Trump, long-term advisor of his, going all the way back to when he was advising Trump on how to strike it rich as a playboy, how to frame himself and style himself as this great billionaire, sort of man of mystery that Americans kind of fell in love with. Yeah, they've been together that long. He even helped manage the wives and the girlfriends to keep them from running into each other at one point, okay? So this is how tight these two are. He's been a critical political advisor for Trump, so much so that the FBI and DOJ went after him early on, and he got convicted. Okay, yesterday, and he is said to still be an advisor for Donald Trump. Yesterday, Stone was running around giving interviews saying that the Trump administration decided not to release it because they wanted to keep it essentially for power, for compromise, for blackmail, that they had reached an agreement with people on it, i.e. the deep state, whoever that is, of detente, that they wouldn't release it, but the deep state, i.e. power, I don't know who it is, would step aside and not interfere with Trump's administration, particularly not try to kill him anymore. Look, If Stone's out there saying it, Trump okayed that. Trump okayed that. So what does that mean? Does it mean it's true? No. It means that's what they're whispering to the grassroots because they have to say something at this point. That's acting theory number one. Acting theory number two, laid out the best, I think, on Jesse Waters last night by former CIA agent John Carreyrou.
I'm not blaming the FBI director, Kash Patel, or the deputy director, Dan Bongino. I think that that layer beneath them, that's part of what we like to call the deep state, has taken this bull by the horns, and they've probably destroyed information. Look at what the CIA did in 1975 after Congress ordered that it release all of its files related to an operation called MKUltra. The director of the CIA went back to headquarters and ordered everything to be destroyed. And in the end, only about 20% of the documents survived. We're still learning about the FBI's operations against Martin Luther King 55 years after the fact. So now we're supposed to believe that everybody's telling the truth, that there were no files, there were no dossiers. I'm sorry, I just don't buy it because I know how these people operate.
Okay, but then why would the Trump administration lie? Why not just say, hey, we can't find anything and we believe that a lot of the evidence has been destroyed? Why cover like this so thoroughly? No, he didn't kill himself. No. There's no evidence. I mean, I don't understand. I don't. And a lot of people are confused too. I can tell you whatever Trump is getting out of this, whatever the Trump administration is getting out of this, they're paying a dear price for it. I cannot find a single soul, no matter how much they support Trump, who supports this, or more importantly, believes it. That's a high price for Trump to pay.
With Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.